This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. More on that in just a second. Quick nod for all of you that are worried about the ammunition crunch that may be coming. Crack and Pop, born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need, crackandpop.com. One site, all of your reloading solutions.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, it's Wednesday, so that means in the middle of the show, in the middle hour, that means it is the world according to Second Call Defense with CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a call earlier. You remember that Yahoo, that college professor who wanted to go out there and get a bunch of guns and come to the NRA headquarters and gun everybody down?
Yes, I do.
Whatever happened to him?
You know what? He just kind of, I think, faded away, as far as I can tell. I can't remember what did happen. It seemed like all the conversation around him just went away.
Shouldn't he be in jail?
You know what? You or I would be. And that's what I think about everybody who's been torching the GOP headquarters and the Trump campaign headquarters, everybody who's been inciting violence and beating up Republicans at Trump rallies. That's called voter intimidation. That's a felony. That's a federal felony. And those people should be in jail, and there should be an investigation, and there is none.
Listen, I have an idea for a great thing the next time we have an election, okay? It's going to be a campaign sign that has a photoelectric cell. So when it goes down after dark, when the sun goes down, if somebody tries to steal it out of the ground, it runs enough volts through you to put most people down.
I think.
Can you find me an investor or two in that one, please?
Yeah, I can tell you that personally, I've had that idea and I've had that thought. For example, I had two yard signs in my backyard that abuts a busy roadway. And, one morning I got a phone call from my neighbor, hey, your signs are gone. And I wish I could have something like that set up. So I just put a 4x8 Trump sign up and staked it up nice and tight, and nobody's been messing with it. So, but yeah, I'm sure it's been tried.
Somebody's done it. There's actually a video of somebody actually wired up their sign and caught their neighbor, who was such an upstanding person. They waited till it was dark, put on their hoodie, came rolling in there, grabbed the sign, got a little bit of a, you know, started doing the twitchy dance. That was hilarious.
You know, I forgot to send you a photo, and some of your listeners may have seen it because I think it made its rounds. The Warren County Democratic Party headquarters in Lebanon, Ohio, was probably 20 minutes away from my house. One Monday morning, they pulled into the parking lot, and someone dumped a huge pile of horse manure in their parking lot. So that kind of made me smile that was being done. But I think that was after everything started coming out about Hillary, and they realized what everybody had been shoveling their way for so long and probably just wanted to give them back. And this is a time for you to reach up in the air and pat yourself on the back, because we said don't give up, don't stop. It's not over until it's over. And it's still not over, folks. Call your friends, get them to the polls, let them know what's going on. Don't take anything for granted. But what goes around comes around, and it's been very interesting election year.
Yes, it has. It has been a very interesting election year. Real quick, just because I haven't talked to you this week, where's the BP at? Are you normal?
Well, you know what? I am normal, and I think yesterday was the lowest that I can ever remember having. It was 124 over 72.
I think that you and all of the other second call defense guys, I think you should get a heavy bag and stick it in your office, and then have a little pugilistic therapy whenever something is winding you guys up. Especially with all the hats that you wear.
Yeah, you know what? And I blame that on just what was going on with politics. And it's probably my fault. I get too wound up about it. Sometimes it gets me angry. You know, you shake your head so often, you can't believe that what is happening around you. And so it's good to see the numbers, polling numbers, come back into alignment where they should be. And I think finally people are paying attention and realizing that Hillary's a liar. Her campaigns are liars. She has no interest in our security. Anthony Weiner, come on. How can he get access to those emails? I mean, talk about truth being stranger than fiction.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder about Huma Abedin's judgment when she's over there going, honey, are you using your laptop? I have to check my email.
That and about a million other things. And you know what really made me chuckle? Some things, you know, make me angry. Other things make me laugh. And I'm working on, I'm laughing more often than not anything. But when Hillary Clinton tweets that Donald Trump's server is in the Kremlin, They are so ridiculous that everything, that's their defense. Well, you can't trust any of the WikiLeaks. You can't trust any of these emails. You can't even trust Wiener's emails because somehow Russia has hacked into everything in the United States.
Well, and you know what? I've been thinking about that, and I think the correct response to this one is the same one that is part of the Clintonian lexicon. There's no evidence of that.
Not one whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, they just made it up. Flat out made it up to try to, that's what their narrative was. They were had. There was nothing they could do. And so what does a liar do? They even lie more. They're so used to doing it. She's so used to lying that she doesn't blink. She will probably pass any lie detector test there is because she lies so much. She doesn't know what the truth is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, plus she's got a brain injury and a mental health issue and her eyes don't synchronize. So, it's probably a lot of things about her that wouldn't add up when you put her under the normal thing.
Do you think Obama will pardon her for everything as he walks out the door?
I don't know.
I still don't really think he likes her.
I don't either. I think he's looking at this as he's never been, you know. Bill Clinton doesn't like Obama. That's the thing. They don't like each other. And, I mean, Hillary has never been nothing. She's just been the wife. She's the wife of an attorney general, then the wife of a governor. I mean, she's never passed a bar exam. She doesn't even have the qualifications of a first-year associate of second call defense. So, I mean, I don't know what we'll get out of him. We'll see. We're coming up on the first break. Second call defense. Listen. I'm a defender. You should be a defender. Most people, I mean, Sean's a defender.
I'm a defender. My wife's a defender.
This is the plan where you get something, you get everything. You get a piece of everything that they do to defend you, including mental hygiene, a little help psychologically. They're going to clean up your carpet. They're going to get you out of jail. Everything. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, this is something you need to have that card in your pocket. Secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You are ready if you do join the Second Call Defense. Joining me again is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Now, listen, Sean, I don't blame you, okay? I don't. However, do the good people of Ohio understand that their governor is a moron?
Bill, let me say this about that. I promise you, everybody will, because we have a history together, you and I, and I and Governor Kasich. He doesn't like me. I don't like him, because just who he is has come out, and I knew who he was for a very long time. I knew him as the anti-gun congressman who recruited over 30 members of the GOP to give Clinton the number of votes he needed to institute an assault weapons ban in America for 10 years. I had listened to his lies when he said over and over again, when I realized the assault weapons ban didn't have the intended effect, wait a minute, when you can trample my constitutional rights for an intended effect? Well, even though it didn't have his intended effect, I didn't support it anymore. That's a lie, because he voted twice not to repeal it. And I've reminded him of that on a repeated basis. He also has dozens and dozens of pro-gun bills stacked up in Senate now for over a year, probably going to be acting on in the lame duck as he walks out the door. He is a moron. He is an idiot. He's voting for somebody who's not on the ballot, so he's not voting at all, and he's an elected official. He doesn't show up to the Republican Party convention in his own state. I regularly receive emails from the Republican Party of Ohio where he is still actively campaigning. He is willing to sacrifice 4 or 8 years of Hillary Clinton on us so that maybe he can be president. He's preparing to run again, just so everybody knows. So, you know, that's a little bit of a sore spot with me, and I'm kind of glad that you have informed the world that he is, in fact, a moron.
Well, you know, here's the thing, all right? I am a selfish person in certain aspects. If I see a conflict brewing, and it's a conflict with me, and I'm going to have to get involved in some sort of a brouhaha, if I'm not going to win it, I'm going to avoid it until I can get into a posture to win it. Because I'm only going to do it once, and I'm only going to do it to win. And if I lose, it's not, well, you know, it's going to be one of those last ditch things. But if I have any say so in it, I'm going to be in it to win it. And getting out there and pulling a name out of the ether just because maybe he remembers it and finally poor John McCain gets a vote, what did that prove? Except he's an idiot. The vote is a sign of being an American. It's a sign of American, you know, a citizenry and everything else. And as a governor, which is a very powerful position, except in Ohio. Well, let me rephrase that. As a rhino governor, which I have a rhino governor. My governor got out there, got on TV finally because she had something to say and said, you know, instead of supporting Clinton, I'm going to support Trump. Because she's always keeping her finger in the air, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these guys that get out there, I mean, they don't understand what got Trump. He beat Kasich. Kasich was one of the 16, wasn't he?
He sure was, and he spanked him. And that's what you got to remember. The same people that opposed Donald Trump so wholeheartedly in the past, and a lot of them are coming around, are the very same people that created Donald Trump. From their own selfishness, from their own paychecks, and everything else that goes with that. You know, our right to vote wasn't originally guaranteed by the Constitution, but certainly our founding fathers created a Constitution that, as it evolved over time, would it give us all the right to vote? So the 15th, 19th, and 26th Amendment all encompass that. You know, Americans throughout history, even those that didn't have the right to vote, died and shed their own blood to protect our right to vote. You know, so the next time you hear someone say their vote doesn't matter, remind them that it mattered enough for American men and women to give their lives. And remember, and remind Governor Kasich that he's throwing his vote away and slapping those same Americans in the face, folks. That's what he's all about. He's selfish. He's self-centered. And please remember that 4 years from now.
Well, I mean, it's not that I like selfish. I like self-centered. To be a politician on any scale, you've got to be an egomaniac, sort of like to be a host of a radio show. But, you know, I get that because you've got to be able to persuade people. That's, you know, persuading people is getting them to do something they wouldn't normally do of their own volition. So you've got to get them persuaded to vote for you. But when you get out there and you prove that you're, well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when he's out there, he's using the same logic as Clinton, who's out there saying, well, Clinton isn't saying anything because she rarely says anything, but her team is saying that, well, look, we're not even going to talk about the emails because the Russians and you need to investigate Trump because of the Russians, and you know, there's her emails are all over the place. I mean, and they're right beside the, you know, the file that says the Anthony Weiner Huma Abedin co-owned laptop. There's a file beside, you know, boss's emails, and right beside that is you know, golden showers from Twitter. They found that. They found this all over the place. And, you know, Comey didn't want to be involved in this. He didn't want to pop this cork. So.
And, you know, and just that he's setting a poor example as a future candidate again for the president of the United States. He's a big baby. He's a spoiled brat. And you know, he didn't take his ball and go home. He just decided he's going to ruin the game for everybody.
Well, you know, when you're in a desperate fight, there's certain things like, and I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but principles are something that people that have never been in a fight talk about.
Right.
When I'm in a fight, my principles go straight out the door. If I can choke you to death from behind and beat you with a brick, as long as they hold my hand up as the winner, well, guess what? Marquise of Queensberry rules, they go straight out the door. We're coming up on the next break. SecondCallDefense.org. When you go there, use my name, some form of it, some form of the show, something. You're going to get your first month free. The next thing you're going to do, as soon as you've got that card in your pocket, that is all the other things that you've done to get ready to defend yourself, picking the right gun, taking the training, getting the right holster, wearing the clothes the right way, doing all of these things that you've done up to this point. That's as far as you can take it. Now you've completed everything else in your kit. Because you got some guys standing by in the event that you have to use your weapon to defend yourself. They're standing by to defend you in a place where you cannot defend yourself anymore. You've entered something called the system. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I take it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Uh-huh. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Sean, we're going straight to the phones. PW in Indiana, thank you for holding, sir. What's up?
Good, glorious day today, gentlemen, here in Indiana weather-wise. Every day I was out there, or every minute I was out there on the riding mower, I was thinking about y'all, wishing you were here.
Well, I mean, like, just for the, was there lemonade, or did you need some help with the yard work?
It's too complicated. We don't want to, it's kind of like, how was your day? It's just better if I just say I had a good day and we'll move on.
Very good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was talking earlier about surveys, and there's an interesting thing I ran across today from Anonymous, and this Anonymous person had about a, I don't know, 20-minute video about surveys.
Right.
And they go from, a lot of the surveys, I think he said, go from like 100 to 1,000. But they did a survey where they called 1,000 people, equally distributed between Republicans, Democrats, and independents, as pretty much through the registration records.
Right.
And they called 1,000 people in each state. And they come up with a 60% number for Trump doing something where they called 50,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything out there for Clinton. I mean, I live in South Carolina, which doesn't really know what it is. It's supposed to be a red state, but I don't see anything going on for Clinton.
Well, I just heard all this trailer talk about morons and stuff, and it stirred my earlier beginnings when I lived in a trailer park, so I thought I'd get out there and say something today just for fun.
Well, I was calling him an estate moron. Sean, are you with us?
Yep, I sure am. I sure am.
I think calling Kasich a trailer park moron, I think that's insulting to trailer parks, isn't it?
I think you're probably right. Thank God the United States Supreme Court ruled on a case called Falwell versus Hustler and decided that public officials better have thick skin.
Yeah, well, I in no way was demeaning trailer park folks. I was just got excited about the language used, kind of got the trailer park gene stirred up. And
Well,
gentlemen, that's all I had for today. Sean, were you working in the home state the last week? Or are you going to be out and about?
I'm working in the home state. I sponsored a phone bank last Thursday at NRA campaign field headquarters. And we made over 10,000 phone calls in a three-hour period on the NRA's I-36 or computer phone system. So I think we hold the record right now in the United States for calls for the NRA. And we called mostly people in our home state and made sure that we got out to vote. And things went well with that. And we can't stop. We can't give up. Donald Trump right now is a machine. And Hillary Clinton is having some terrible, terrible problems. So...
Well, I guess I was just kind of wanting to get both you gentlemen's take on at this point in the election or the process, a week before or whatever.
I think, what was it, Bill? 8 days ago, she was 11 points ahead?
Well, according to a poll where they paid, her PAC paid the pollster. Yeah, she was 11 points ahead after they paid for it. Just like the Bloomberg gun research.
Well, that long skid makes it even look worse for her, and so everybody's bailing.
Yeah.
Well, that was exactly the point that the anonymous, I think the name of that was Anonymous, What to Do After the 2016 Elections. It was published on October 8th, but one of the points that he made was the swing in percentages before and after the debates and yada, yada, were statistically not realistic. So when you go from being 10 down to 10 up, you know, from a mathematical probability, there wasn't going to be that drastic a swing in the percentages.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it takes longer for that to manifest itself, and that just means it never existed.
Correct. My last question here, and I'll get off. What are you gentlemen's opinion on the week here before the election on where the real swing state issues are? Have anybody dropped off or came on as far as the top five states that everybody's working on?
I think North Carolina is going to be interesting. They're pulling all the guns. I think the entire Obama lineage was in North Carolina today. So that'll be interesting to see what's happening. Of course, Governor Haley comes out the way she does. So, and Bill, you have your finger on that a lot better than I do, but I think Florida's in the bag. Ohio's in the bag, as far as I know. So it'll be interesting.
South Carolina's in the bag. I mean, it's pretty much that. I mean, Haley is the weakest of the weak. I mean, I can't believe that anybody ever got out there and said, well, she could be a vice president. No, she doesn't need to be the governor. So,
well, I think that was kind of what I was looking for as to what the real battleground states were at this point and kind of, you know, where to send your thoughts to in terms of who's kind of got the real iffy things going on.
I think she's still going to get clubbed like a baby seal, PW.
Well, and that works for me.
And I feel the same way. And it was just something that I had more faith in my fellow Americans, I guess, than the rest of the country did, or at least the mainstream media tried to do. And I knew that all this was going to come out. And I'm working on a letter. I'm going to writing a piece just to remind people quickly, every anti-gun statement and policy that Hillary Clinton has supported in the past 8 years. Just so we have that as kind of a bullet point when we go into the voting booth, if anybody was unclear.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. This is Trailer Park Out, and talk to you all. See you later.
Roger that.
We'll see you.
I have never thought the whole time this was going on. We're coming up on the break, so I don't have time to ask you about this, but I do want to ask you about this. I heard this this thing, and I'll go ahead and give you the question. What do you think about the possibility that all of these polls that are out there were never based upon trying to sway an election, but they were all based on trying to sell advertising?
You know what? That makes almost even more sense.
Well, I mean, I've heard that. I've heard all of these guys, you know, they salivate over, the rates are fixed. We'll get into this when we get back. We're going to talk all about this stuff. There's some things I probably know that maybe Sean doesn't know. I don't know. But here's what I do know. Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense provides a suite of services that you cannot do for yourself. I don't care how many chin-ups you can do. I don't care if you can do the Mozambique with your eyes closed and put two and one exactly where it's got to go. If you're that good of a self-defense operator, you're only going to be that good until you call the cops in the event that you have to use your weapon in self-defense. And then that's where the second call comes in. You need to be calling Sean or one of his associates, and they're going to do what you can't do for yourself. And you're going to want them to. Believe me, you're going to want them to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining us again, one more time, is CEO and founder Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. So what do you think about that? You think maybe that all of these polls keep jumping back and forth just to try to get some more ad buys? John?
Sorry about that. Having, as you're on mute, having the experience of running local and state campaigns and some involvement on the federal level, I understand the paranoia and the spending that occurs by candidates who are slightly ahead or slightly behind. So certainly something like that would make sense. I mean, certainly the people that are earning their money and making the revenue off a campaign or off an election, you know, this is their 1 year cycle or 2 or 3 or 4 years. They got to make the money count. And of course, all of the campaign managers and everybody else that earns their living on a 4 year cycle, this is the time for them to cash in, so to speak. So, you know, it makes sense, and certainly I wouldn't discount anything this election, and monetarily, really, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, here's what happens, and I don't know how it is with national radio. I've had experience with this with local radio. And with local radio, you have to the rate is already set, and if you give somebody an opportunity to advertise with you, then their opposition must have the same opportunity. And, of course, I don't know that they're going to let that just go out over the airwaves by itself without having an answer to it. So maybe you're getting two out of it. And, you know, I heard that, and I was just thinking, okay. I still look at polls, however, as a propaganda tool as well. So, I mean, however it is, if it's driving advertising or if it's trying to drive ideas, if it's not telling the true story of a survey, then to me it's propaganda.
Well, you know what? I've really lost all faith in polling, and I'm not sure what'll ever get me back on track. But you know what? Remember when you told me a couple weeks ago that closer to elections, the polling was going to have to really pull close and be believable, or nobody's going to spend the money on them?
Right.
So maybe that's your prophecy coming true also.
All right. Here's the thing that I think, and here's another business opportunity besides the sign business I want to get involved. I think we ought to start a GoFundMe, and we ought to start putting some money together to go buy Gallup.
That would work also. Or start our own.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, if we bought one, if we, you know, if we did a little advertising, we could, you know, we could get out there and it'd be, we could make it like Crazy Larry. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We could make it like Crazy Larry, and we could put, we could make Tim Knight the guy that gets on the TVs waving his hands and everything. Tim could get animated. I sort of seen it. Anyway, that one fell flat. I don't see him in the chat room, so that means I'm not in no trouble.
I had a I had a contact with Tim earlier, and I believe he is back at the home base, and he just probably got off a plane from Maine. And I believe that's what my earlier conversation with him. So he's probably trying to put the home fires out and buckle down and get ready to go, because I doubt he's done either.
Yeah, you guys stay on the road too much, although I'm about to get on the road for a couple of projects myself, and we'll see how that goes. But, hey, you know what? As we're looking at this, now let me ask you this about this thing that you forwarded to me. Can we talk about that?
Sure. I get those on almost a daily basis from him. And either it was about TPP, what a great thing TPP is, and how he met with Obama, or that's just, you know, him reaching out trying to raise money.
Yeah. I guess whoever's sending out these emails for him is unaware that they sent you one.
I used to respond to them and make comments to them, but I realize that since I'm still getting these, nobody's reading them.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to thank you for – I got a call from Jesse from G-Code today, and
yes.
Thanks for getting that back online. God, what a great bunch of people and what a great company. They're behind the FASTR 100%. They're going to provide these teachers, these heroes, these janitors, these administrators with a holster platform to protect our children. So I wanted to thank you, Bill, for that. And again, thank G-Code. And also I want to remind everybody to jump on secondcalldefense.org. We have a bunch of great writers now, and we're putting stuff almost daily on dealing with firearms and defensive use of firearms, how to handle things after you pull the trigger, just a bunch of great content. And I want to point that out to people, because these articles and these writers, everybody from Rob Morse to Laura Carno, just a bunch of people. And these articles are second to none. And kind of I'm in awe from time to time of the abilities these people have. I mean, Keith Colangelo, Drew Beatty, and the things that they're writing are just great. So take some time to get on. SendCallToSense.org and look at these articles. They're great, and it's great content. It's a great way for us all to stay educated.
I like it. I've always thought that the blog page needed to be cultivated a little more, and I'm glad you guys are doing it.
And it is, and boy, it's having results just with our Facebook page that is now bigger, badder than ever, and it's about to explode in the next 15 days. And we're going to have a strong, strong Twitter presence also. And stuff that we are about to ink a deal with Ammo Land. Thank you very much, Bill. You got me involved with Ammo Land. I met the guys a couple years ago at NRA, the board meeting, and then you got me thinking again, and these people are rocket scientists, and you're on board, and you're pushing that train also, and I appreciate everything you do for us, the firearms community, and our rights. So, and I don't say thank you enough. I know that at times that may seem to be backwards from our relationship, but I really appreciate what you and all your listeners have done for us as a company and how you continue to protect our freedoms.
Well, you know, you don't really have to thank me too much for it. I have a really good time doing it. That's it. Whenever somebody comes up and says, are you a veteran? And I say, yes, they want to thank me for my service. I'm like, no, don't worry about that, dude. I volunteered for that. That's on me. Enjoy it. There's some things I just like the fight. See, that's... You know, truth be told. No, I'm not going to say that over there because I'm streaming on Ammo Land right now. So I'm not going to say that, if truth be told. But, you know, Ammo Land, she's been very good for me. So I appreciate my hookup with Ammo Land. And now the show is being streamed at Arbalest Quarrel, which is I need to hook you up with Steve D'Andrelli. The show is being streamed now. Before there were scandals in New York City as far as getting permits that they're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that used to actually do it and do it legal has a, he's part of a three-man group that runs something called Arbalest Quarrel, and they're running the show on their website as well. So we're very slowly the empire expands. So anyway. So as we're getting ready to go forward, this is the last time. Next time me and you talk, we'll have a new president.
Yes, we will, and depending upon what happens, Wednesday morning, you might wake up and find me curled up in your front door.
Nah, that's not. Just, hey, look, I look at everything. Everything that happens now is happening for me for a reason. And for me, the reason I'm looking at is I hope that if anything bad or sideways happens, it happens now. And let me be a part of it. Let me get out front. Let me do it so my kids don't have to. I'll be happy to do it. Happy to do it. So that's what I got on that one. SecondCallDefense.org. Now listen, I know everybody's gotten out there. If you've listened to me about training, if you listen to me about this gun or that holster or whatever it is, great. Now you need to listen to me on this one, because believe me, I'm not going to defend myself in a court of law. There's no way. I'll be calling these guys quick. I'll be calling Sean. I'll be beating his phone. You know, his wife's going to be like, honey, there's some crazy man on the phone. He's saying, help me now. And I'm turning that over to them, because that's what they specialize in. And that's what I'm going to need. SecondCallDefense.org. I'll try to give you a buzz tomorrow, sir.
Make sure you do. I look forward to it. And wake up America and folks, just, you know, keep the home fires burning and get your friends off the couch.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
See you later.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.